What's up, Street Talk, Street God, Street Vlogs? Chicken dogs, chicken nuts, some butts, some butts. First and foremost, honey, 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 그 치킨한테 그 케어 맘마 주네. 아싸. So, things I never really thought that I would care for. Like, when I used to have Porsches in the garage, I go hard. I'm liking this ranch lifestyle. Yeah, chicken, chicken, chickens. Oh, yeah. Gathered. Kale 좋아하네. 그럼 걔들이 케어 좋아하는 줄 몰랐네. The ultimate free range eggs kids educations. This big one is named Thor. Wow, 잘 먹고 있네. 그럼 걔들이 아싸. Alright, so the funny thought I had was, you know, Bitcoin is like the orange swan that keeps laying the golden goose eggs. It's infinite money hacks. It's kind of okay. So the thing that's kind of amazing to me is that, like, essentially you just feed the chickens kale and stuff, right? And food, and then somehow it magically produces eggs and then we can eat them. It's kind of I thought this whole homesteading, raise your own chickens was kind of a ridiculous idea, but the idea is kind of growing on me. All right, so some thoughts. So yeah, pretty cool. So it looks like it's gonna be a wonderfully brave new world for digital capital. Even I thought I had to was like he or she or, you know, the capital power. Capitalism is power. Economic. So people say that money, like, okay, so I'm starting to think it's not even money. Like, money, I still think of money like US dollars to buy iPhones or devices or food and stuff. Like, that's kind of money, right? So to me, beyond that is capital. So what is capital? Capital kaput heads, right? So digital capital, imagine like bunch of cyber bulls, like do a hecticum. Can you imagine like trying to appease the gods or Zeus? You would donate, you would do a hecticum, you would slay 100 bitcoins to appease the gods. Sen says he wants to get 3,000 bitcoins. Yeah, even if Sen's like 2 years, 9 months now, like nearly a 4-year-old kid knows what a Bitcoin is. 치킨한테 맘마 자주네. 네, 비트코인 우리가 비트코인 몇개 있을까, 건? 30. 30? Yeah, 30 bitcoins. Okay, good idea, 건. 30 bitcoins. Good idea. Yeah, capital controls. 누군데 맘마 잘 먹겠네. So, capitalism, capital power, right? Digital capital. So yeah, it seems that Bitcoin is the first 20,000 Bitcoin. Well, good idea. So it looks like Bitcoin is the first and only true digital capital, right? So think of capital like kaput, a head of oxen. So imagine that there were like 21 million. Ai, 잘 주고 있네. 잘 줘요. Wow. So imagine that there was only 21 million golden cows or golden oxen or orange oxen, cyber oxen in cyberspace, and there will ever, ever only be 21 million oxen, right? On the whole planet to feed everybody to store as well. So people using digital gold is you know, and also I think the digital gold notion is a good idea. Maybe the issue is, like, historically oxen and gold were both used as, you know, capital or measures of wealth or whatever, right? So as a consequence, like, one would think about, you know, actually, like, okay, so the currently house sitting, right? Look at this view. Like, to me, this almost feels like my new modern day Greece. It's pretty nice. I didn't really think that would. Yeah, this is our new Thermopylae, our new Sparta, our digital Sparta. And also, assuming that we are the new digital Spartans. 20,000 bitcoins? Good idea. Well, 20,000 bitcoins. Okay, I'm gonna get 20,000 bitcoins. Don't worry, I'm working on it, guys. Gotta start doing some more workshops. Oh, random is think about doing some like Bitcoin online workshops. Not sure if it's gonna be. 어, 아빠가 지금 비디오 블로깅 해요. 아빠가 비트코인 대해서만 해요. Charge money or free or open. No, I'll figure it out. I'll keep you updated. But essentially, yeah, like thinking about like what is Bitcoin? Why does it matter? Why does it matter? Etc. So the first thought is, to me, Bitcoin is like solidified human energy, labor, capital into a thing, right? So a single Bitcoin to me is like, you know, essentially like, you know, in Dragon Ball Z, there is the Dragon Balls, right? So to me, a Bitcoin is like a Dragon Ball, that, 그 정도 오케이, 맘만 많이 있어요, 오케이, 카드해 주세요. It's like a Dragon Ball, right? So a Bitcoin is like a Dragon Ball. 아, 농사에 다 했어요. So imagine Bitcoin is like a Dragon Ball, and there's only 21 million Dragon Balls on the planet, and everyone's like searching for it, right? And if you own a Dragon Ball, that's like kind of a big deal. Hey, 뚜껑, 뚜껑 닫아주세요. That's it, right? So the Earth, the planet, the globe is huge, right? So imagine if, like, I don't know, Ryan Halliday from Ready Player One, but in the real world, hid 21 million. Hey, 뭐해? 응? 늑 줘요? 아니, 그 어, 남에서 늑? 오케이. 오케이, 남한테 늑 주세요. So imagine, like, you know, Ryan Halliday from the Ready Player One series hid 21 million Dragon Balls all around the world or cyberspace or the planet, and everyone's goal is to search and find. Actually, reading the Ready Player One, the book, maybe even watching the movie is a good idea. So, like, it seems like we're kind of no more water. Okay, so this is where these analogies kind of become interesting to me, because like the Gunters, right? The egg hunters, the Gunters, the Bitcoin hunters. I'm a Bitcoin hunter, right? Kale. Oh, kale. Tim Kale. Okay. Shout out to GCH. Jeffrey Camera Hunter, GCH. Jeffrey, if you're watching this, you know what's up. Now, also shout out to my friend Bellamy Hunt, Japan Camera Hunter. Like, I'm gonna be a Bitcoin Hunter, BTC Hunter, BTCHNTR. Maybe I could, Bitcoin Hunter, could, turn that into a personalized license plate if somebody didn't take it yet. BTC, BCC, BTC Yield, and I wonder if there's like, did anyone name me the first born kid Bitcoin yet? and the orange swan, black swan, yeah. Ooh, I need a mini rig. So, yeah, I think, oh, you gotta clean up John, eh? So the reason why I feel like this is such a big deal is because, to to me, Bitcoin is economic freedom. It's kind of like the most phenomenal invention of all time. Like, to me, this is like a quadrillion times even better than internet. So internet, AOL, AOL 3.0, you know, having my OG 38.8K modem, which is actually even slower than 56K. AOL 3.0, remember the little CDs, right? And so the internet was the first real powerful thing for me because... Oh, 먼지 있어요? Okay, 아빠가 여기 있을게. 한이가 먼지 cleaning up 해요? 잘 안 해. So to me, this is kind of like the early days of the internet, right? Amazing, right? But what becomes super interesting to me, like Bitcoin is like the internet 3.0 or 4.0, 5.0. Cleaning up, 잘해요. So the reason why I feel like this is such a big deal is that the internet was access to free information, right? Or free digital technology. Like, I still remember pirating the early version of Grand Theft Auto. There was like 50 RAR files, and you would just join the AOL server room, CERVER, and you would download RAR files, WinRAR, like 56K modem, 38.8K modem. It would take you like 2 weeks to download all the files, and finally you unextracted, and you're able to play the game, right? So that was pretty cool, and just pirating early versions of Photoshop as a kid and Visual Basic. Honey, I'm going to clean up that on there. So kind of a big deal. But then taking it a step further, Bitcoin is the first internet native money, capital, digital capital, wealth stuff, right? And so then this becomes... Oh, do you guys are cleaning up here? Ah, 눈 좋아, 하니 네가 써 큰 입. 아, 입 눈 많이 있네. 하니가 입 청소해요. 와, 이거 일로 맥정이 친구님. Yeah, chance. So happy here. I should get a ring. And actually, so you know, like Kanye. A big one. A big one 있네.
Look at him. He's so happy to rake it.
So you know how like Kanye, he bought the big ranch. Before I had horses in the garage, I go hot, right? That song. Okay, so ranch, not that idea. Oh, 먼지 있었어, 한이가 청소해요? 잘하네. Yeah. The ultimate free-range kid. Yeah. So anyways, this all becomes like super fascinating to me because, you know, according to Michael Saylor, it's like 50%, 55% of the world's issues have to deal with money or the money supply, what is. Yeah, 청소 잘하네. So then if that's the case, then you know, assuming that you could fix the money supply, then you could solve most of the world's issues. And you know, like, honestly, most of the world's issues, right, that have to do with money, gambling, and, you know, drugs, or, you know, bad stuff, right, I think Bitcoin can solve it. So I'll give you an example. If you knew with 100% certainty that Bitcoin or MicroStrategy stock or MSTR or whatevs, right, if you knew with like 100% certainty, like you rub the magical amp and the genie comes out and he tells you, okay, I will guarantee you that every single day, if you invest your monies into this thing, it will magically go up 10 to 15% a day, every single day forever, right? Obviously, people aren't going to go out and spend like $300 on a pair of sneakers, right? Tennis shoes. And they're cleaning up. 잘하네, 건. 잘하네. 네, 미니완 청소해요? 와우, 잘하네, 건. 오, cleaning up really well. 나는? 너는? 잘 청소하네. Wow, cool. Alright, so if you want the ultimate infinite fun for your kid, look. Skim a little rake. Give him a garden full of all this stuff. Infinite fun and play. Asa, jalane. Yeah, I'm kind of changing my opinion. Maybe figure out how to build the Kim Ranch. I'm sorry. Do you guys have a that's okay. Okay. Waiting? Okay. 아빠가 여기 있어 기다려? Okay, that is it. And so if I told you that with 100% certainty, this would be a big deal because then people aren't finna go out and gamble, because you got 100% risk-free returns, 10% a day, let's say. Obviously, it's not going to hit that high, right? But let's just play pretend, right? And actually, the number one argument against Bitcoin, like Cindy's mom, the average person, right? Even Cindy, is that like everyone feels that Bitcoin is risky. Oh, hey, dangsa, kapa ko chike, kanjoshim. Oh, kuchan nanta desu kan. So the number one critical issue with people think about Bitcoin, like people think it's like, yeah. Well, honey, chungsu jalan there, right? Everyone thinks that's risky, right? But then that's like, can you imagine investing in Apple in the 80s? Is like, would people consider that risky? Maybe back then, but now it just seems so obvious, right? Oh, honey, consensus. Or investing in like, you know, the big tech stocks like Amazon, Facebook, Google, you know, what is, right? That would have been seen as risky back in the day, but now it seems so obvious. Like, even the other day, I was thinking about Jeff Bezos, right? Like the invent and wander vibes, right? And his visions about, you know, Amazon the 90s, right? It's like, even there was like a period during the first tech turndown, what Amazon stock went down to like a dollar, it lost like 90% of its value in a day. So shout out to Jeff Bezos, he's got real huevos. So the reason why I feel like this is such a big deal is because Bitcoin is kind of the same way. Like, to me, it's like the ultimate risk-free returns. Like, to me, the Bitcoin is the only not risky thing out there. Like, to me, actually, you know, the funny thing with risk, right, is that a lot of people, oh, I'm risk averse. Like, yeah, me too. Like, I don't want to lose money. Like, to me, losing money is a trillion times more hateful than making money. So as a consequence, the optimal strategy is to first not lose money. And how do we not lose money? So the first strategy is you invest in things that will go up forever. Bitcoin's going to go up forever. And the reason why Bitcoin is so kind of paradigm shifting, and the reason why it's so hard for the average person to really understand what it is and what it's not, whatever, is that like it's not tied into the traditional forms of capital, digital capital. And the reason why people have such a hard time understanding what digital capital is because it's never been invented before, right? So if I told you I discovered digital money, digital capital, the first and only pure digital form of money and capital, and it's going to go up forever, right? And it's going to, you know, essentially replace the gold standard in America. And so this is my big grand vision, right? So what I think is going to happen is Bitcoin is going to replace the gold as the ultimate strategic treasury reserve asset for the USA. And even Trump is talking about like they're going to try to stack at least a million Bitcoins, like the famed, mythical Nakamoto. 내 아빠 이기세요! 아빠 와요! So if that's the case, then let us assume a world in which, you know, America gets off the gold. I mean, we're not even on the gold standard anymore. 내 아빠 여기세요. 걔 아빠가 올게. So assuming that America ditches the gold standard, I mean, we've kind of done, right? Even rich people, the centi trillionaires already buying Bitcoin, right? The BlackRock ETF. So if that's the case, then it becomes kind of a big deal because 네, 아빠 와요. It becomes a big deal because the US dollar will then be pegged to the Bitcoin. And then what that means is if Bitcoin is the bottom floor, is the base, it means that Bitcoin... 네? 20,000 Bitcoin. 20,000 Bitcoin, okay. 아빠가 하니 20,000 Bitcoin. 네, 아빠가 하니 20,000 Bitcoin 줄게요. 아니, 승리가... 여기 센... 어, 아빠가 조심... 센 said he wants 20,000 Bitcoin. All right, we'll do. Sen wants 20,000 bitcoins, he shall get the 20,000 bitcoins. And so then what that then means, which is kind of a big deal, is that the US dollar is not the thing that is desirable, it's the bitcoin. And even I was thinking about it too, where thinking about MicroStrategy stock, MSTR, and thinking about bitcoins, ultimately the easiest thing to track and measure is how many Bitcoins you own, and that's the ultimate desirable asset of the day, not how many shares of MicroStrategy stock you have, or even US dollars in your bank accounts. Any hook no money seal? Yeah, sir. Hey, 청소 잘 안 해. And so then the ultimate money. 둥수아, okay, 아빠가 줄 안 갈게요. 그 흙이 너무 많이 있어서, okay. 아, 하니 클린 잘 하니까, okay. 아니, 근데 그거는 흙이니까, 그 우리가 그거 하고 그 브룸 찾자간, 브룸. 아니, 브룸 어디 있어요? 아, 그 미니 브룸 저기 있네. 그건 이게 좋아하는 미니 브룸 여기 있잖아. 그건 그거 미니 브룸 갖고 와서 그거 청소야. 그거 하고? 근데 그게 먼지가 많았어. 아빠가 할게. 아니, 안 할게요. 오케이. 아빠 안 할게요. 아, 근데 문제가 그거 우리 집 아니니까 우리가 청소해야 돼. 그건 좀 살게. 이거 우리 집 뭐야? 오케이. 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 아직 청소하자. 오케이. 아, 좀 이따가 알았어. 좀 이따가, 오케이. 그래요. 네. So anyways, yeah. 이건 냄새나요? 맞아. 오케이. 아, 눈사. So anyways, this then becomes interesting because, so like, it's easier to think about, you know, memorize how many gold bars you have in your basement. So it's like, it's easy to remember. It's like, because Bitcoins are like kind of a nice round number now, right? So yeah, like just thinking about it, like how many Bitcoins you own, rather than US dollars, because it kind of, even nowadays, the reason why I think Bitcoin is massively undervalued, it should already right now be worth at least 1 million of Bitcoin. 네, 아빠 저기 할게요. So I think it's currently insanely undervalued. I think currently, even in today's world and economy, a Bitcoin should be worth at least to 1.3 million or a million. 어, 뭔지 나요? And my reasoning, my rationale is... 어, 혹 나요? 아이고, 잘하네, 그건. So the reason why I think this is super interesting is that so like, let's say a single family home in Los Angeles is like a million, 1.3 million, right? Then therefore, as a consequence, what that then means is a Bitcoin, imagine a Bitcoin is worth a single family house. Like, this is actually my ultimate vision, right? You should be able to trade one Bitcoin for one house in LA. Everyone wants to live in LA. All the rich, beautiful celebrities all live in LA. I mean, I guess unless you live in Calabasas, like Kim. Yeah, LA, West LA, Culver City is kind of the place to be. I mean, I guess Calabasas seems kind of nice, but maybe the downside is kind of too far away from the things. 네. 아니, 뭐 찾아요? 것. 오, 그거 찾아요? 오, 예, 그네 찾아요? 야, 그네 찾았어요. 동거이. I'm like, maybe I should check it. Could have some Calabasas. I'm like, be neighbors with Kim. Think about stuff. Yeah, being here in the mountains is pretty nice. 네. 네. 여, 이제 아빠. 여기? 오세요, 오세요. 아빠요, 여기 오세요. 네, 여기 오세요. 여기요. 네, 아빠요. 와, 잘했네. 와, 하니가 밸런싱. 아싸. 밸런싱 잘했네. So, and actually, it's kind of crazy now because, you know, looking at market prices on Zillow and stuff like that, right? Like single family homes, like even in Culver, right? Already, like, I see a bunch of houses at like 3.2 million and beyond, right? So anyways, yeah, easiest scenario now, think of a Bitcoin like a single family home, and then do the math after that.